Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. However, the Mariners continue to play in the postseason, so it is once again Big Dumpy. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
Come on, Dumpy.
I'm glad the people on YouTube can see you screw up every week.
Yeah.
Like, if they're watching this, they can see your failure as a wheel spinner at the top of the show.
Hope that makes you feel better, dude.
It makes me feel a lot better, finally. But here's how it works. We'll spin the category wheel. Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dumpy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy, it's a two-way tie between the lovely Danny and the equally lovely Melody, who both thought that Fat Tuesday was Wednesday Adams' obese cousin, and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dumpy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To make a test to play Big Dumpy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com, and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pachalas, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,410. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Coming up at 4:30, the head chef is in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes talking about one of my favorite things, delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Correct. Website went out, and they tried them all, and they've ranked them. I think there will be some arguments within the room, okay. But every hamburger, cheeseburger, every burger from McDonald's has been ranked.
How many different burgers does McDonald's have on the...
They have a lot. They have like 9 or 10.
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't, you know, no fish fillets.
Right.
No chicken sandwiches. No McChickens. No chicken nuggets. Am I missing anything?
What is your fries. Favorite tried and true McDonald's hamburger?
Honestly, probably just a plain cheeseburger or a Big Mac.
Okay. I'm right there with you.
For whatever reason, I just don't order a quarter pounder.
Nope. Cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I just like a Big Mac better. I realize it's not as much meat and everything else. I just like the taste of it. It's got a very unique taste.
Yeah.
I know other places try to replicate the Big Mac.
You're not going to.
But it's like a Dick's burger. You know what I mean? When you have a Dick's Deluxe, it's a very unique tasting hamburger. And there's nowhere else that you can get one with the same flavor, the same combination of taste.
Yeah, and I'm kind of one of those people, right? Like McDonald's, I get a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. I go to Burger King, it's like a Whopper. Like, what's your standard thing? That's what I'm here for. Yeah. What are you good at?
Single cheese at Wendy's.
Yeah, and I'm with you, though. But if I'm not getting a Big Mac, I for years, I used to get that two cheeseburger meal.
I always get two cheeseburgers. Every time.
In my mind, the double cheeseburger is probably one of the worst at McDonald's because it's just too much cheese.
Yeah, when they used to be cheap, I used to get those.
They have a McDouble with cheese, just one slice of cheese.
See, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do this list and be like, oh, I like that. I like all of them.
I bet you do.
Well, they're all good. They're just saying which one's the best.
Right.
Head chef coming up at 4:30 with every McDonald's burger ranked by deliciousness. Oh, what else do we have for you? By the way, if you don't know, we are now on YouTube.
Mm.
YouTube at KISW-ROCK. You can subscribe. Now, I know, here's the weird thing. For whatever reason, as far as our app is concerned, the app does not allow you to listen. In other countries.
It rhymes with its ability.
So look, man, we're only 3 hours away from Canada, but our Canadian friends... They cannot listen to us on the app.
Not even our Canadian enemies.
They could get us. They could get us if our signal kind of skipped across the water into Victoria.
Yep.
Those areas, but they can never listen to the station. Now I know they cannot hear me right now, But if you can, you can definitely watch us on YouTube in other countries at KISW Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe and give us a thumbs up there. If you're
smash the like burger.
That's right. If you're enjoying the show. So just know that. So if you do have somebody who's listening or wants to listen out of the country, just give them the heads up. Say, hey, you know what? You
can watch it on YouTube, dude.
That's it. I will tell you, you got 500 friends internationally. Australia, yeah. What? Ireland, I believe. England, all the rest of it.
We got Northern Ireland.
All right.
Right? We got Aaron over in Melbourne.
How does he listen to us? Does he just take the podcast, I guess?
I don't know. I don't ask.
Okay. He's on the dirty web.
Don't ask questions.
No,
we're on the dark web now.
Dirty usually web. They podcast.
Okay.
Got my guy up in Boston. I know he podcasted.
Okay.
But yeah, other people around the country or around the world, I think they definitely podcast. But you're right.
Now your buddy Aaron, we can now be his morning show. I want to say it's 8 a.m. there. So we'd be his brekkie, I believe they call it.
Yeah.
It's either 8 that's or 9, exactly depending right. on which coast he's on. Yeah.
He's believe, in Melbourne.
Believe it or not, at one point in time, this is way, 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 way back in the day. Speaking of Australia.
Oh, dude, you're on it. It's 8:30 Friday there. Yeah.
Do you know how I know that?
No.
Because of the story Miles is about to share.
Yes.
Oh.
So when we were syndicated there for a while, we had a brief interest from an Australian broadcasting company.
Triple M.
That broadcast basically just rock throughout Australia. They might do other formats. But for an example, when you wake up to Good Morning America, whatever that's on, CBS, NBC, whatever, or that's a Today show, but you get the same morning show in every market.
Yeah.
They're gonna do the thing. Australia does the same thing. So whether you're in Perth on the West Coast, whether you're in Melbourne on the East Coast, your morning show is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Just based on how it is. They actually thought for a little while, maybe we could put these guys on, I don't know, a replay overnight or
no, they were going to put us on live.
But either way.
That's how I knew we started 2, so it would have been 8 o'clock there. That's when I found that out. It would have been 8 o'clock, I guess, Friday morning had that happen. But they actually flew 2 people out here from Australia. They sat in on one of the shows, and when we were done, we did not get the gig. Yeah. That's literally how that went. They came out to check out the show. I said, man, that was funny. And then we never heard from them again.
You take wins, you take losses. We take losses.
Yeah, we do.
Man, we're really good at that. What else we got for you today? Let's see. Oh, we're playing the game known as Big Dumpy. It's an easy game to play as we spin that category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And as you said, we got a 2-way tie for the biggest dummy. That's Danny and Melody. That both took 11 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dumpy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Last time we asked you if you could to pick a new job. We had a survey out that said that 34% of Americans at some point in time have worked in the retail industry.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So they went around and said, okay, what other trades, what other jobs have people done, and what is the highest percentage? So we took 4 of those jobs and said, hey, look, right now where you are, you got to pick a new job, whether it's a second job or not. You're going to take one of these jobs. Your choices, to work in fast food, which I have. For the grand total of 2 weeks, I was an unbelievable employee. Daycare also shows up on the list, being a cook and working in retail. Now, here is how the poll shook out if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. 9% of you in 4th place. Most of you must have children. You said, I do not want to work in daycare. Or 9% of you did, and 91% of you said, hell no.
I will say, it seems like there's some daycare, like we used to always go to like one lady's house.
Yeah.
So she kind of ran it, but she also had kids there. But from my impression, people that work in daycare are usually in their 20s, and then when they have kids, they're like, oh, I'm done.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they work in daycare and promise that they'll never have children again.
I actually picked daycare. Yeah, I picked daycare.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, look, your hours are decent. You don't work weekends. You don't work nights. There's no, like, when you're done, you're done.
Well, the other problem with daycare is some parents like to drop their kids off at 6:30 when they're headed into work. Some like to pick their kids up at 6:30 when they're done with work. So the range of work is
short.
It's a long day. All right. In third
place.
Did
you guys go to daycare?
When
I was little, we always did.
Yeah, I did.
We had like a babysitter or something. Probably the same that you're saying. There was like a woman who had a house. I don't know if she's licensed or not, but it was just, you could drop your kids off here. I know like 3 or 4 families. It was fine.
Yeah, I was just remember as a kid, though. But when your mom picked you up or your dad take you home, it was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
So the woman who watched both my kids, she was from Bahia, which is in northern Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak both Portuguese and they speak Spanish, right? So my children at the time, and I did not understand this, because it's Miss Jenny. I'm going to drop the kids off. She's a wonderful woman. Took great care of my kids. My kids loved her to death. They loved her kids. I mean, the whole deal. So at one point in time, I'm walking with my eldest, Kate, and we're going through someplace.
And one of the neighbors is coming up walking a dog, you know? And my daughter's going, punta, punta.
Right.
And I'm like, Kate, it's a dog. And she's like, punta, punta.
Hence bitch, right? Female dog.
Punta, punta, punta. And I'm like, Kate, it's dog. She's like, punta, punta. Because she couldn't really speak all that well. So she was slowly.
Perro?
Oh, perro. That's what it was. Perro.
Dog.
Not punta. Perro. See, I don't know Spanish. Perro. That's what it was. I knew it was a P word, right?
Yeah.
But she kept saying this. So I'm like, it's not perro.
Right.
It's a freaking dog, dude. And so that's
like any of your little kids calling it a bitch.
Yeah. Well, either way, I still wouldn't have known the difference.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I was just like, all right, that's pretty cool. I'm glad that my daughter will hopefully retain some of these words.
Yeah, I liked my kids' daycare, man. I mean, the only bad call, not even bad calls, they had to tape my daughter's shoes to her feet. Guess she kept pulling them off and throwing them. And I was like, that's fine. I don't care. And then my son and another kid, they were like, hey, we had to show up at school to pick his ass up. And they're like, hey, there was an incident earlier out in the little playground. He and his buddy, they threw a kid over the fence into the neighboring property. And I'm like, what? So then they kind of pull us aside and said, look, a little punk-ass kid deserved it. I guess this kid kept making some girl cry. My son had asked him to stop doing that. Kid kept doing it. So I don't remember if my son grabbed the ankles or the wrist, but he and his buddy, they like jump roped him and threw his ass over a fence. I was like,
nice.
Good on him, man. No punishment.
Coming in at third place, fast food at 14%. That would be your new job. In second place with 30% of the votes, retail. We said, look, you can pick your retail establishment. Mm-hmm. Ted, you worked in a liquor store.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that people who work at, marijuana distributors or, you know, work in that field, they love those jobs, being a bud tender.
Mm-hmm.
People are always nice. But the number one response, Steve, 47% said they wanted to be a cook.
I'm guessing you just didn't do it professionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, look, it's not the worst job. It's just the conditions suck. It's like, imagine being in Death Valley, right? Your kitchen's 120 degrees, but you have to be on your feet for 12 hours straight.
Okay.
No, well, thanks. And recently, and granted, I love Anthony Bourdain, too, but people seem to really glamorize it after him. But he always told you the bad parts.
But it's pretty much everything.
Right. So it's kind of amazing to me that like people have this glamorized version of like, yeah, you can, but it's hard.
To be a chef is one thing, and that's not even an easy job. You just have more access to cocaine. But yeah, being a cook, man, it's just long, hot, freaking hours. They're like, no thanks.
Yeah.
No.
What time did you get in on a typical shift?
And if you worked nights, we would typically show up about now, between 2 and 3 on average. And by the time you close, if you close at 10 or 11... Well, the restaurant was finally probably like clean at midnight, and then you hung out, honestly, until 3 or 4 in the morning. That part's voluntary, but you're hanging out with your coworkers.
It's a long day.
Yeah, but man, I'm telling you, it's just such a stressful freaking job, whether you're in front of the house or back of the house, that what we found is we're going to do drugs and drink our faces off at the end of every shift.
I was talking to somebody last night, right, who worked in kitchens for years. Now she's front of house, and we were kind of joking about stuff, and I thought she made a good point. She was like, the only thing I would say I've missed about working at the back of the house is when you're done. The kitchen's clean, exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Hanging out, having drinks.
Party time.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so this week's men's room poll has a theme to it, and it involves sports, shockingly enough. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a big dumpy here in a minute. So you're going to attend one of these events. The caveat on this is you will attend one of these events next year.
Okay.
So not the current year, but next year. And a lot of these make sense. So for an example, the World Series. Whoever plays, being of the baseball jinx variety, whoever plays in the World Series this year, doesn't matter. You will go to a World Series game next year.
It's just a game, right?
It's a game, yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because I don't think really you could afford much more than one game. I don't think unless you're a season ticket holder and you can buy into the package or you're just loaded, it seems to me like one game would be, that's going to take care of a lot of your pocket. Super Bowl is your second option.
Mm-hmm.
Having been to a Super Bowl, that would probably be my pick just based on, doesn't matter the teams involved, you are going to have a good time at the Super Bowl. There's no two ways about it.
That is the big difference, I think, between the first one and the second one, is I think the Super Bowl is going to be awesome no matter who's in it.
I would pick the Super Bowl just because football is the only sport where it does not matter what teams are playing, I will watch the game.
Right. I will say this. I went and saw the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are my old team growing up, play the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley. It was awesome. The reason it was awesome was because it was at Wrigley.
And you said the chicks were hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was insane. I mean,
he's not lying. Wrigley Field, good to go watch baseball. I've been on Mike for years about it. I mean,
I took my mom there for her 70th birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It was still a blast. Yeah. I think my mom had like even drank like three beers in Wrigleyville.
Which is a lot for her.
For your mom, yeah.
I would love to go to Fenway. But they're...
But you're in Boston.
I'm not going to speak... Correct. I'm not going to speak for the fans of the Boston Red Sox. I don't know this personally. I've never been there. I just know... I can just speak for Wrigley and say Wrigley is a very friendly environment. I don't know anything about Fenway. I'm just telling you, Wrigley, the people are very, very nice.
Wrigley's friendlier, and for some reason, you get a lot more tourists at Wrigley.
Sure.
The Red Sox fans are just a little more rabid, so it's mostly Reds. I've been to both, and Fenway's awesome. Fenway's a dump, too.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. Is it really?
Oh, 100%.
Because I thought Wrigley was actually pretty cool. I thought it was like walking into a museum of baseball. It was just one of those cool experiences. All right, so Super Bowl is number two, World Series number one. The third is a Stanley Cup, which, you know, again, I've been to some hockey where I didn't know the teams involved and really didn't know the guys on the ice. But at the end of the game, it was exciting.
And up the ante, you know what? If you pick either the World Series or Stanley Cup, which are seven game series,
yeah,
we could just make it game seven.
Sure, okay.
Assume it goes to game seven.
Right. And finally, Ted, you're the only person I know in the room that's done this, a national championship. Whether that be basketball, whether that be football, you're going to see an NCAA, and I consider those the two big ones.
To me, it was like going to a Super Bowl. Awesome. Just so much fun, and I'm sure it's the same thing with Super Bowl, but when you go to those events, there's just stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of free concerts
and this and that. Like, I know, you know, like, we saw John Party for free the night before. Like, it just the atmosphere, because everybody there is a sports fan.
Yep.
And that's the weird thing about when we went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. You don't need to do anything else to New Orleans. And
no.
I'm sure they have concerts and things like that. New Orleans can be just New Orleans and be as entertaining as anything that you've ever seen.
I think that's
seen.
The best city for the Super Bowl.
Really
I really
is.
Do.
I mean,
all the NFL players, every time it's there, they go, just keep it here.
Seriously. I mean, they should. Yep. It'd be great for New Orleans, but like, you could do it in Vegas, but Vegas is a different vibe.
Correct.
Right? You bring your kids, you're not going to have as much fun. New Orleans, your kids can be there. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Man. Like, even somehow they're drunk and all they drank was Kool-Aid.
If your kid's not a playing instrument, they can jump on stage and join the band.
Right, Vegas
They would be invited.
You could bring kids to Vegas and certain stuff, but Vegas' whole thing, what happens here stays here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like, hey, this is adults. Go crazy.
Okay. Ted, if you could, where did you go see the national championship?
Houston.
All right. If you could pick one city to see the national championship, where would you want to go? From a football fan standpoint, you've been to LSU, you've been to the Big House. Obviously, you can't do that based on the weather. But if you could, where would you think would be a really cool venue?
Honestly, I would go see it in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah. I'm with you. Just because the food,
everything,
the culture, the people, you know, and like, I don't know. It's just it thrills, right? The vibe down there, it's just fun. And when you go to LSU, I mean, those people, they're so excited to see you eating boudin.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
One thing I did, back to Houston, because you went to Houston. I just flew into Houston recently.
Yeah.
You could be 40 minutes from landing. You can look down and there's Houston.
Correct.
They circle all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes. And then land, you're still over Houston.
Yeah.
It's like this. I cannot believe how big that city is.
And I would go back and forth on that.
From a geographical standpoint,
right. It's huge.
They'll say,
Houston has so many people. I'm like, it's the size of a state. We are much more densely populated than Houston. Baltimore, D.C., Chicago. We feel like an actual city. Houston is a massive suburb with a skyline in it.
I feel like if I went to a national championship in Houston, I could get a really good deal in a hotel room and drive 2.5 hours.
And you're still in Houston.
And I'm still trying to get to the stadium. Anyway, attend one next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or national championship. And the poll's up now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Let's say hello to Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Pat, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, attend one next year. Will it be the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
We'll do the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
All right.
Good pick.
Well, you know what? Technically, next year's Super Bowl is this year's season.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way.
Where is it this year? Do we know?
That is a great
Minneapolis?
Question.
Is it?
You might be right.
Maybe I go to the next year. I just don't want to go to Minneapolis in February, dude.
Oh, God. Santa Clara.
Oh, San Fran.
Yeah. And then we're SoFi down in L.A.
But I think we're saying this season. Yeah. So next year. So not this Super Bowl. So you can't be like, ooh, the Hawks look good.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, you're going to SoFi then.
You're in L.A.
Then Mercedes-Benz are going to Atlanta in 28.
I'd go to Atlanta.
I'd go to Atlanta. Well, I'm going to Atlanta for two things. The ball game.
And?
Lemon pepper wings at Magic City.
I knew it was going to be specific.
Are they like crazy legendary there?
Yes.
No kidding.
NBA players have lied about it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the place called? Magic City?
Yeah, man.
And it's Atlanta. It's chicken wing. Like, it's going to be good. Just throwing that out there. All right, Matt, here is your question. What state is nicknamed the Sunflower State?
Okay.
And I promise you, you never think of sunflowers when you think of the state.
All right. Tennessee.
Nah, that's where you can watch your dog run away for 3 days. It's Kansas.
Watch him run away for 3 days.
First time I heard that, I was in Hawaii, and the woman working behind the bar, she was from Kansas. And when I even said, where are you from? She said, Kansas. And immediately followed up with, you can watch a dog run away for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I must have stole it from you, but now I just go, well, you know what they say about Kansas? And you say that to people, they're like, that's actually pretty funny.
Oh, damn, yeah. All right. Multiple choice question for you. The constellation Cetus, C-E-T-U-S.
Oh, girl.
Is represented by what animal? A swan, a whale, a shark, or a hawk?
Let's go to swan.
That's what I thought.
Hawk. The whale.
The whale.
Cetus the whale.
Cetacean, I believe.
Okay.
Aren't whales cetaceous? Cetacean, something like that.
How do you spell it?
Cetus is spelled C-E-T-U-S. Cetacean, I believe, is C. I'm done. All right, your question. In what country would you find the very popular Amalfi Coast?
You're right, a marine mammal of the order Cetacea. Cetacea.
Repeat that question.
What country would you find the very popular Amalfi Coast? TikTokers go there. Celebrities go there. You got them. I got it wrong.
Bobby Flay's got a place called Amalfi down in Vegas.
Does it?
Yeah, we went to last
time. Ah, okay.
All right. Good spot, man.
And that's the cuisine you had, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you put it together.
Dude, it was fantastic. It was immaculate.
I'll say France.
That was my guess.
Spain?
Italy.
I was going to say Greece. But
you know, it's funny. I thought it was France, too. And then when I saw Italy, I'm like, Amalfi. That reeks of Italy.
He's got a fish selection, if you will. They've got an actual monger who sits there. And then you could actually, they tell you there that you can, like, talk to this guy. And he'll give you the history of whatever we got going on, what we're going to do with these kind of fish, what you get, blah, 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 blah. My mother-in-law and her sister, my wife's aunt, they actually both went over and actually talked to the dude. He was so jazzed that somebody just wanted to talk to him. Like, he was just jacked about it. They had a great time.
Thank you so much.
It was delicious, too.
All right, Sober Matt, your question. On the TV show Sabrina the Teenage Witch, what was the name of Sabrina's cat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look.
Is it another witch?
It's not another witch, but it is a name associated with witches.
Yeah. I think he's technically... He might be magic.
There's two cities with this name that we're aware of. One on the East Coast, one on the West Coast.
Oh, there it is. Okay, yep.
Like, think of the history of witches in the United States.
Correct. Capital of Oregon.
Going on trial.
Salem.
Bam. There you go. Nice job.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
He might have been a warlock that got turned into a cat.
Well, obviously.
Because he talked, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did talk.
He was funny.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Weed, whiskey, and wenches.
Hola.
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Jerry, our men's room poll. you're going to attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
Oh, I think the Stanley Cup.
Okay, who's your team?
With the Kraken in
there
it.
There you go. That's what I wanted to know.
All right, here's your question there, Kraken Jerry. What planet is named after the god of the sky?
Uranus.
Boom. Yes. Jerry. Nice
That's
job.
Too easy for Jerry.
Nice yeah, job, Jerry man. Knows his sky and his anus. All right, Jerry, we got a 50-50 question for you here. True or false? Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales begin with, quote, in the old days when tigers used to smoke. True or false?
True.
Yes!
Dumb enough to be true.
That's yeah. awesome.
That is where in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
When they were cool.
Game is a big dummy, 206-803 Rob.
What's that tiger doing?
Minding my own business. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madams.
Hola. Let me get one cig and I'll be back to mauling.
Jesse, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jesse, what are you doing? Are you drinking the men's room IPA?
You know, I wish. I'll go grab some later, but I've had a little bit of bud.
Okay. All right, good for you, Jesse. Okay, you're going to attend one next year. You taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
I think the Super Bowl would be fun to attend, so I'm going to go with that.
Who's your team?
You know what? I'm not a big sports guy. I don't have a team, but it would just be fun to attend.
Yeah, so if you don't have a team, then it's great.
You would love it.
Zero stress.
Exactly.
All right, Jesse, your question. Which animal is the only animal with four knees?
Oh, wow.
Nice answer.
Oh, thank you.
Kangaroo?
Elephant?
Elephant.
Elephant.
Ah.
Is that because all of their legs face forward?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
They also can't jump.
So why is it not a knee just if your leg faces backwards? Right, so technically all elephants...
That's an elbow.
Does it qualify as an elbow if the face is backward?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Does it need to have a cap to be considered a knee? You know what I mean?
I don't know, probably, but still, I think even the legs that face backward, there's no cap on their backward elbow. That just made no sense to me. Either way, yes, it is an elephant. All right, even though you're not a sports guy... What was Michael Jordan's jersey number for most of his NBA career?
All right. Before I answer, which I think I have the right answer, can I give a shout out to my buddy, Eddie?
Eddie?
Hi,
oh,
Eddie.
Man. All right. Fine.
What's up, Eddie?
Appreciate it. I believe it was number 23.
Boom.
You believe correctly.
Nice job.
Wasn't that the Jim Carrey movie?
The number 23.
Was it 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ted, do you remember what he was when he played for the Wizards?
Was it 40?
He was 45 when he retired and came back with the Bulls. I think he was still 23 with the Wiz.
Was there not 42 involved in that, too?
There was 45 when he... Because remember, he came back kind of after baseball and, like, just for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm seeing
23.
And then he went back to 23.
Okay.
With the Bulls and then with the Wizards. Look, Michael Jordan shows up. There's no, like, I wonder who gets the number. Like, it's his number. Like, LeBron wears 23 because of him.
Right, as a tribute.
Right.
Game is a big dummy, 206-803 Rock.
I think Kobe wore 24 as he thought he was one better.
Really? Is that a thing?
Well, that's kind of like what the Yankees do, right? Like the single-digit numbers, right?
Yeah.
Ruth was 3. Right?
Jeter was 2.
Right? Mantle was like, what, 5?
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
So it's like you can kind of see like the hierarchy of like who's the best.
That's kind of cool. Although it might weigh on your ego a bit. You're 99.
Well, I want to say Florida State's the same way with, like, Florida State football with number 1, because it was, like, Deion's number. So if you're going to wear that number 1, you better be good.
So would a freshman ever have the number 1, or would they say, hey, man, even if you're a high recruit, let's wait a season and see how this shakes out?
I think it would depend on how you did in camp.
Okay. Hello, Magnum. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Magnum, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Magnum, a condom most people don't buy. Just I don't. Magnum, attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Oh, I would go with the Super Bowl for sure.
All right, what's your team?
Oh, the Seahawks, of course.
All right.
Nice. Broncos when I was a kid with L.A., but yeah.
I get it.
I feel like everybody, like for me, it was the Browns when I was a kid. When you're a kid, everybody goes through a phase.
I was the Dolphins.
Yeah, my brother was a Bengals guy.
There's no rhyme or reason. I think my father was watching the Dolphins playing somebody.
I went to school with a kid. His family was from Cleveland. Cleveland was good back then.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
Cleveland it is. All right, Magnum, here is your question. What country was the site of the most Nazi concentration camps?
Oh,
not
God.
Germany.
Yeah, that was my only guess, but I'm going to say Austria.
That's what I thought.
That is a very good guess.
It is Poland.
Poland. Poland, yep.
Oh.
All right, your question. What is the name of the tube that carries food into the stomach?
Oh, my God. Fallopian tube.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
If you play your cards right, brother.
There you go.
Nice job. Nice job.
Boom. So when I was a kid, the McDonald's we would go to, the drive-thru was, like, separate from the restaurant.
Yeah.
So they had, like, a little, like, tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but as a kid, you could sit in the restaurant, and when food would go over that, it was like, ah, look, the food's going out.
Is it like the vacuum tube at the bank?
No, it was like a conveyor belt. And it would kind of go up, and then it would go across the restaurant, and then down to the person in the drive-thru.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never saw one of those.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rob.
Sorry about your childhood, dude.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ray, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I just got home from work.
All right, Ray. Our men's room poll. You're going to attend one next year. You taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
World Series. Baseball's probably the only sport I really follow to any measure.
And who's your team?
Mariners. I was born and raised in Seattle.
All right.
There you go.
Ray, good time.
You losing your mind right now?
Nah, we're still up.
Okay. All right, here's your question. What fruit's name comes from the Nahuatl word for testicle?
Very popular right now.
It is.
From Mexico.
I'm going to guess avocado.
You can do it. And you're right.
All right, before we let you go, true or false question? The red and white barber's pole was designed to represent blood-soaked bandages.
True.
Why?
Does that seem like Why? A really good way to get people? Hey, we will cut your hair
it's
with
like
this razor.
It's like the barber of Seville?
I don't know, man. I just thought, like, really? That's what it's supposed to represent.
Game is a Big Dumpy, 206-803.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm drinking off the yellow can, so not sober.
Nice. All right.
I dig it.
So, sorry, I know you're about to get to the men's room poll there. Did you ask why the barbershop poll is the red thing?
So, the red and white represents blood-soaked right. bandages. I'm saying, why is that a way of saying,
without
hey,
doing any
in.
Research to confirm this, I've heard that old-school barbers were actually kind of your not general practitioners, but they were kind of your quick walk-in clinic sort of a thing.
Oh, really?
And one of the ways that they would help heal people a lot is just kind of doing a little bit of bloodletting. And so it's representative
uh-huh.
of it coming out of your arm.
Oh, okay, arm. Yeah. Specify.
By the way, if you're in Fremont, I was at the PCC. They have the men's room IPA in the big yellow can.
Oh, nice. Those up. Size matters now, dude.
All right, Brock, attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship.
Okay, well, I'm a little disappointed. Instead of the National Championship, Miles, you should have had the Masters, and I would have taken that for sure.
But... Yeah, Miles.
Yeah, Miles.
God,
dude. I should have had the U.S. Open of Tennis. There's probably many tennis fans as there are golf fans. I was trying to go with the more popular sports.
John wants us to add the Puppy Bowl.
Right. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
I was going to go with the Super Bowl until you said Minneapolis. That's like going to Detroit. So I'm going to go with the World Series because maybe the Mariners might be in it next
All right.
Week. There you go. Just cold, man. Cold.
It is.
Look, if your team gets to the Super Bowl, you're happy. It does kind of suck if you have to go to, like you said, Detroit, Minneapolis. It's not that it affects the game, but one of the things I enjoyed about going to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, like up until the game, we were just out and about doing stuff.
You can't do that in Minneapolis.
We weren't bundled up. We're drinking in the street.
You're right. In the Habitat tunnels.
Right. Just walking through tunnels.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
It'd definitely be more fun just because all the stuff going on with everything. So.
And listen, I'm just telling you, from the national title game, too, now it helped that we were down there to see the Huskies.
Yeah.
I'm sure the same way with the Super Bowl. That day before is just electric.
It is.
Everybody's in a great mood, right? Nobody's lost.
Nobody's talking smack to each other. I mean, you talk smack, but you're not angry.
The next day,
It's a little more intense.
It's a right. You could tell that, like, we walked into this bar, and I literally went, I think we're in the wrong bar. The mood has changed. And this giant dude, he's, like, standing on something. He goes, the mood has changed, Husky.
Oh, damn. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Let's go back to Ann Arbor, giant.
All right, your question. Who created the game shows Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and more?
Oh.
You don't hear this name a whole lot more.
When I was growing up, we heard it all the time. What's that?
Merv Griffin.
You got it.
Nice
job. One and done, Brock. All right. Before we let you go, true or false question for you. True or false, the Golden Gate Bridge is the longest bridge in the San Francisco Bay Area.
False.
It is not the longest bridge. Any guesses what the longest
bridge? It's the Bay Bridge over to Oakland, isn't it?
It's the San Mateo Hayward Bridge.
San Mateo.
That's what I was going to say.
I know it was. Yeah.
More of Big Dumpy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.